I would say just the energy. The energy around, I would say, well, since I've been around, you know, the energy around like the Browns, you know, I just feel like overall, it was a different spark. You know, I feel like it was a spark, even though it's a preseason game. Typically, people don't take those too much serious, but, like, that's our Super Bowl, you know? That's each and every player's Super Bowl. So the change is a family thing, you know? It's a family. You got to be able to go to war with each and every guy and understand, like, we're not playing for ourselves here. We playing for each other.
Live from the Paragon 7 Studios, you are listening to the Lanch J Radio Network.
You're listening to the Lanch J Radio Network, featuring sports talk and entertainment excellence, a part of the HR Voices Sirius XM Channel 141 family. I am your host, the illustrious James Lewis. It is always a pleasure to be with you broadcasting coast to coast, globally, and of course on Lanch J Plus, where we podcast every single segment of the show. You young people don't remember Bone Thugs and Harmony. I had to start the show with a little bit of Bone Thugs. Which I'm trying to think of a group that you could compare them to today. And there's really nobody out there. Just think of a group of five dudes from Cleveland. You have West Coast Beats because they're produced by Eazy-E. So you're on Ruthless Records. And I don't think Dr. Dre did the production. This is when Dr. Dre and Eazy-E were beefing. He had left the group. He had left NWA. So you had similar beats. West Coast type of beats, but then you have five dudes from Cleveland that were spitting, but they were singing the raps. I guess you could compare, it's like if you had five Drakes, but it wasn't auto-tune, they just had amazing voices. But it was trapped out. Difficult to describe to young people, to Gen Z. Really nothing like it in the history of hip-hop before or since. If you've ever been to East Cleveland, I'm very familiar with East Cleveland. You out on St. Clair. I think they were on East 99th Street. So you're on St. Clair and East 99. That's the hood. There are three or four places that I'm familiar with in the country. East Cleveland is the hood. I'm familiar with Gary, Indiana. Shout out to Freddie Gibbs. That's the hood. I remember hearing a story, there's a story floating around on the interwebs about Michael Jackson and Tupac getting into a scuffle. I think Tupac disrespected, like, he was dating someone in Michael Jackson's family or extended family, and Tupac was disrespectful, and the word is that Michael Jackson gave him a two-piece with a biscuit, and I'm like, of course he did. Michael Jackson is from Gary. I was born in Camden. Camden is a third place that you don't bleep around. And then, of course, I spent some time living in West Baltimore as a kid. Those are four places. You don't want to mess around. I don't know anything about Compton. I don't know anything about some of the areas in New Orleans and Houston. I don't know that, but I know East Cleveland. But I had to show Cleveland some love because the talk of the sports world, the toast of the town, is Shedeur Sanders in his performance in his first preseason game, which he started. And hate Shedeur, love Shedeur, whatever you think about Dion, and if you think they're the Kardashians of the NFL, you don't like how he runs the Colorado Buffaloes, you're annoyed by him, or you love him. Either way, one thing about the Sanders family, they put butts in seats. And this is sports and entertainment. And they put people in seats. I was at a bar watching the preseason game between the Browns and the Carolina Panthers. These are two abominations as far as franchises go. These are two franchises. I mean, the Browns, they have a great base. They used to be a great team 70 years ago. But these are really two franchises that probably don't need to exist. I mean, there's no value currently in the NFL to either for either of those franchises. They don't bring anything to the table in the NFL. Nobody gives a bleep. That bar was packed. Two terrible teams. Two of the worst three or four teams in the NFL. The bar was packed. People were watching. People were hanging on every throw, every scramble, everything that Shadur did. I was just like, man, when I saw that, at the very least, I was like, the Browns would be insane not to put Shadur on the roster. Take football out of it. Just from an eyeball perspective, just from a revenue perspective, just from a perspective of selling jerseys. But Shadur could play, and I'm not surprised that he played pretty well because he's extremely accurate. If you followed Shadur in college by all modern metrics, I'm not talking about 100 years ago in the Newt Rockne days. I'm not talking about when Michigan was winning national championships back-to-back in 1903 and 1904. Shadur, by all metrics, is the most accurate quarterback in the history of modern college football. He's extremely accurate. He's extremely poised. Everything out of Cleveland Browns training camp is that he's the first guy to get to the facility. He's the last guy to leave. He's at Cleveland Clinic talking to kids that are fighting cancer. He's in the community. He's already beloved in the city of Cleveland. He's done everything from a textbook standpoint. He's kept his father away. I know that Coach Prime, and thank God Coach Prime fought cancer and beat cancer and had to have his bladder removed, had bladder cancer. But it's been kind of quiet. And Shadur has just put his head down and he's taking his lunch pail to work like any rookie should, especially a fifth-round draft pick. We all know that he's better than his draft status. And I don't think it's going to matter at the end of the day. That's going to cost him money on the front end. And some of his slide in the draft is his own doing. Like I've said, there's definitely racism involved. Being a brash black man, a recalcitrant black man, you know, a Kunta Kinte, being that a Nat Turner, that's never good for your career. Whether you're playing football, whether you're an accountant, whether you're in academia, whether you're a nurse, just doesn't work. Whatever you do in your career. For a living, if you're an HVAC technician. But the Sanders family, they have some toolbox traits to them. And they can be annoying. And ultimately, in business, all about the ROI. Is the ROI for what Shadur brings to the table worth all of the other stuff? And teams have to make that decision. But I think we saw what he's going to be. He's going to be a good NFL player, a solid NFL player. I don't know if he's going to be a starter anytime soon. I think that he should be QB2. I think he's probably going to be a starter in the NFL at some point. He's probably, if not, he would be a very, very high-end backup in the NFL. I'm not John Gruden. I'm not Joel Klatt. I'm not Mark Sanchez. I'm not a pundit that looks at tape on quarterbacks. But my eyeballs tell me from watching Oregon play 6-7 times last year and watching, I think I watched Buffalo's last couple of years, I probably watched them 15 times. Shadur Sanders is better than Dillon Gabriel, and he's not 5'9". So I think he's going to have a promising opportunity if he makes the Browns roster and there's no shenanigans. He'll have a chance to play at some point. It'll be week 12, and the Browns will be a 2-win or 3-win team, and he'll come in for a start, or he'll come in after halftime. They're getting beat 35-7. And he'll come in for the third quarter. And guess what? Your local CBS affiliate, they will flip from whatever game they're broadcasting and they'll flip to the Cleveland Browns. Cleveland Browns can be the first team. It's like a 3-win team to be flexed into Sunday Night Football if Shadur plays. Because like I said, he puts butts in seats. You don't have to like him. I've said this about Caitlin Clark. She puts butts in seats. And ultimately, it's all about sports and entertainment. Got to give the people what they want. Paragon 7 Studios.
Can you hear me? Live from 7 Studios. You are listening to the Lanch J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios.
HIV who take HIV medicine as prescribed can become undetectable, which means the amount of HIV in their body is so low a test cannot detect it. And it means they will not transmit HIV to their sexual partners. Learn more about U equals U.
Let's stop HIV together.
For the big, for the small, the short, and the tall. Peacemakers, risk takers, for the optimists, pessimists, exhibitionists, for long-distance love, for the farsighted, nearsighted, for introverts and extroverts, for the thinkers and the doers, for old friends. Coca-Cola, for everyone.
There are risks when buying drugs like heroin, cocaine, crack, and pills off the street. But did you know that any of those drugs could also contain fentanyl? Fentanyl is an opioid 50 times stronger than heroin, and it contributed to over 80% of overdose deaths in Maryland. Anyone who uses drugs, even occasionally, is at risk of an overdose. Learn to reverse an overdose with an easy-to-use medication called Naloxone at stopoverdose.maryland.gov or call or text 988.
Most people don't know how many financial accounts they have or their net worth. And when you're not paying attention, you're leaving money on the table. The solution is Monarch, an all-in-one personal finance tool that brings your entire financial life together in one clean interface on your laptop or phone. In just minutes, link all your accounts for a complete picture of your financial health. You'll never need a spreadsheet again. Get 50% off your first year at monarch.com with code WEALTH. That's monarch.com, promo code WEALTH.